kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. This week on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking with members of the Brenham High School cheerleading team, and we'll also be talking about the upcoming Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet set for this weekend. All on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band, and as always, in studio with us, Sportsline mascot Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Coming up in the second half of the program, we are going to talk the Brenham Cub Baseball Alumni Association Banquet coming up this Saturday night. We'll talk with Tommy Lange and folks from the Baseball Alumni Association. But here in the first half of the program, we have got a packed studio as we are talking with members of the Brenham High School cheerleading team, as they recently competed in the state competition, did very well, and we have members of the cheerleaders with us. So who's going to step up and be the spokesperson for the cheerleaders? Who wants to kick this thing off?
Hi, my name is Lois Kate.
All right. I knew we could count on Lois Kate to step up and take over. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sports Dog?
I am doing awesome, but I hear you are doing awesomer, if that's a word.
That's definitely a cheer word.
There you go. Hey, talk about this last week. Tell us what you guys did last week.
So we competed in the state competition in Fort Worth, and we did really well. We went through a lot of adversity as a team, but came out eighth in the state out of 112 teams, and I'm really proud of all of us.
All right. And now talk about the difference between, of course, for the average person, they think cheerleading is just pom-poms and jumping up and down at the basketball and the football games. But it has really evolved. For folks that watch it on ESPN, it has become so different. It's athletic. It's it involves a lot of almost gymnastics and things like that. Talk about what competitive cheerleading has become.
Cheerleading these days definitely requires a lot of athleticism. I mean, we're lifting people. We're flipping ourselves over. It's hard. Like, it's difficult. The state cheerleading competition is very game day based, though. So you have three components. You have your cheer, you have your fight song, and you have a band dance. And you put all three of those together, and that's what we compete in.
All right, you finished eighth out of how many teams again?
112.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Talk about what goes into the competition. I know you talked about the different disciplines and things, but what really are the judges looking for when the teams compete?
You know, this game day competition, it's a lot about like how peppy you are. We need a lot of bouncing, a lot of spiriting, super loud, smiling, just that kind of thing. Stuff that you would expect in a game day situation.
Right. Okay. As far as I know that anybody that goes to the gym can see the banners and stuff. So this is a tradition for excellence for this cheerleading program, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Coach Elisa has definitely been leading us towards excellence for the last, I think, 25 years. 17. Close. But she is an awesome cheer coach, and she is such a great leader for our program.
All right, and let's talk with some of your teammates. All right, who wants to step up next? Who wants to go next? Come on, come on. Now, wait, now you guys jump up and down, yell and scream in front of hundreds, thousands of people, and now you all are shy. Okay, who's next?
Hi, I'm Maddie Rabarski, and I'm a senior Brenham High School cheerleader.
All right, Maddie. And, well, first of all, talk about some of the things that that you guys did to get ready for the competition.
Well, we actually got up every morning around 6:30. We practiced at 7, about 4 months ahead. We put in a lot of effort, a lot of work, and it was actually awesome. It was a great experience. And going out and competing and showing everyone what we had and how much school spirit Brenham High School has was amazing. Getting 8th out of 112 was awesome, and I think us seniors can definitely say that this was a great way to end out the year. So, yeah, go Cubs.
All right. And what do you think some of the things were that y'all did particularly well? What do you think was your specialty this past week?
Definitely our fight song. We worked very hard and did an awesome job. I think the total amount of points you could get was 80, and I think we got 79. So it was awesome.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Who's next? Who wants to step up next? Come on now. Don't be shy.
Hi, my name is Tori Bossy.
All right, Tori. And thanks for being here tonight. And tell us about how much work you guys had to put into this to really get it to where you felt comfortable in competing with it.
It took a lot of practice. We spent a lot of hours. We had a choreographer come in and teach us a new routine. We worked on stunting a lot. I mean, you just have to prepare your jumps. It's really about being crowd effective, like you would be at a football game. And so everything has to look really good.
And when you're up there competing,
yes,
what's the difference between competing and knowing that the judges are judging you, as opposed to being on the field during a football game and having just 1,000 people cheering along with you?
Yes, sir. Well, at a football game, we're kind of lower than everybody else. And also, they're watching the football game and kind of watching us also. But at the competition, you go out onto a big stage type thing, and it's a mat floor. And so you have to, it's just them watching us, which is kind of different because we're not used to that unless we're performing before the game. And so it's a lot more pressure because they're only watching you, and the judges are everywhere, and it's an arena full of people. It's a lot more pressure.
All right. And as far as some of the things that you learn from cheerleading, I mean, people think you just go out there and you're just cheering, but what are some of the things that you get out of cheerleading in addition to just showing school spirit?
Oh, yes, sir. You become a lot better leader. You learn how to kind of get everybody around you to follow what you're doing, especially as a senior. That's really made a difference because all the other years you depend on your seniors to really lead you to, you know what you're supposed to be doing, you know that you need to be doing it right, even if your coach isn't there. And so as a senior, it's really important to be a great leader, to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, we're all being safe, and we're doing it the right way.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. And now, who wants to go next? Let's get one of the guys. Let's get one of the guys in here. All right. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi. My name is Vincent Michel. I'm a senior at Brenham High School, and I'm a cheerleader.
All right, Vincent. And talk about the week. How much, or the competition, how much fun was it to just go up there and just let loose and have fun?
Oh, it was a great competition. I'm pretty used to competing for cheerleading. I did it last year outside of high school, but this year it was really nice to be a part of the high school squad. Really different vibe, but it was really fun. This competition was nothing less than seeing a bunch of people go out and try and be the best that they could be. It was all about excellence, and I think bottom line, that's what cheerleading really is all about. It's about cheer leading, and I think both of those components really, when doing it right, is a really important factor that you both see outside on the field and those Friday night under the Friday night lights, and also just every day in the classroom and everything like that. It really makes you a better person.
And talk about some of the more athletic parts of it. Some of the things because you know the. The flips and the somersaults and things like that.
Definitely.
And
well, if you ask any cheerleader, they'll definitely say that it's probably like the hardest sport out there. And I'm definitely no different. I definitely think that what you can do with cheerleading is probably some of the hardest stuff that you can ever do with your physicality as a person. There's just so many different things you can do with your moves and yourself. And then on top of that, when you're in a stunt group and a squad with more than one person, you can do some amazing things. And it's really fantastic seeing those squads go out there and doing that stuff.
And talk about the hours that went into really perfecting perfecting your performances.
It's a lot of cleaning. It's a lot of hours in the morning and definitely a lot of hours in the afternoon. You really see that the more hours you put in and the more quality hours that you put in, you really start to see the results like that. And I definitely think the R squad definitely had the work pay off with the amount of time that we put in and the amount of dedication that we had, being there every morning and sometimes in the afternoons to do what we had to do.
All right. Thanks for being here. All right. And now who's next? Who wants to go next? Come on now. Somebody's got to step up here. All right. Here we go. And you are?
Hi, I'm Gracie Westerfeld. I'm a senior at high school, and I'm a cheerleader.
All right, Gracie. And how exciting was it to compete at this level?
Honestly, it was really exciting for all of us. It was definitely a lot more stress than we thought, but it ended up being really fun, and it was one of the best feelings getting eighth. It was great.
All right, and now as far as some of the things that you're required to do, what are some of the requirements that they feel that they have to see out of you first before you get to start doing some of the more extemporaneous things?
Well, I would say that spiriting is definitely one. Being sharp with everything you do, always a smile on your face, those are definitely the factors. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the difficulty of what you can do. It's just about whether how you would look during a game. Spiriting, smiling, all that.
All right, and then as far as the fun stuff, how much, you know, when you guys get to really kind of let loose, what are some of the things that you kind of add on to make it extra special, make it your own performance?
Well, we usually start off with a routine, and then once we get that, we then add on having tumbling and jumps and stunts, and that's definitely the fun part for all of us. I think everyone can agree that. I think everyone likes to stunt. It's a lot of fun. It can be stressful, but it ends up being a lot of fun.
And you mentioned it's stressful, but is it more fun competing, or is it more fun on a Friday night at a football game?
I'd have to say, I mean, competing was a lot of fun, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever experienced in my life. But those Friday night lights, there's nothing compared to it. It's a lot of fun, and I wish I could do anything to get those back.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next? Who wants to go next?
Crystal.
Somebody from over there. We go. All right. And next up is?
Crystal Darkus.
All right, Crystal. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And talk about the competition. What for you is the most fun part of the competition?
Dang. The most fun part would probably be after the second day. And I went to Starbucks and started listening to music.
All right. There you go. Now, as far as the drills and the performances, how much work goes into that? How much discipline do you have to have to pull this off?
You have to have a lot of discipline. Like, me, myself, I'm not very serious about anything. but to do that, I have to like focus really hard on like each motion, because like you can change the motions at any moment and your position in the formation can change, and you have to learn a whole different thing. So you have to like really make sure you practice it over and over again and get muscle memory.
All right. And and as far as what the when you realize, or the judges, what are the judges looking for? What are some of the things that when you're up there, it's like, we just can't miss this because the judges are really keeping an eye on this kind of thing.
They're looking for smiles. They're looking for energy, sharpness, and yeah, that's about it.
There you go. All right. And last question. Would you rather nail a triple somersault, or would you rather score the game-winning goal in overtime?
Like soccer-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather score the game-winning goal.
Well, there you go. I knew it. All right, Crystal, thanks for being here. All right, and who's next?
Do you
want to go? Oh, step on up to the microphone. It won't bite.
Hi, my name is Elijah. I'm a varsity cheerleader here at BHS.
All right, and welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
And if you could just kind of tell us what are some of the things that the guys' responsibilities are in cheerleading, as far as maybe different from what the girls are doing. What are some of the things that the guys have to do? Some of your responsibilities.
Some of our responsibilities as guys is we're the energy that we help bring up the energy, because we're really naturally really loud, and we're we have to mostly hit the crowd also as much as they do. But since our voice protrudes louder, we're always coming off to the sides trying to get the crowd involved with megaphones while they're using pom poms trying to get center. We're always out on the sides being really loud.
All right, and what are some of the things that is your favorite part of competing, as opposed to being there on a at a basketball or a football game cheering for the team? What do you like more about competing than cheering at a sporting event?
I like competing. The part I like about competing is meeting other people. It was fun meeting other people, and then getting on stage in that moment of seriousness when you know that everyone is in the same right mindset and we're all focused together on one goal.
All right, and as far as the dedication to this, some people still think that cheerleading, you guys just show up to the events and you get a few chants and stuff. It's so much more than that. Talk about the dedication and some of the things that you guys have to go through to get these, to get the routines down.
A lot of practice and a lot of waking up early in the morning. Literally, how many times have you woken up this year and last year, waking up early, coming into practice, putting in these hours, jumping all the time, stunting, getting our stunts perfect, all for a great performance.
All right, and really, to compete at the competition level, you almost have to be almost a borderline gymnast, don't you?
Yeah, takes a lot.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Again, we're on, everybody. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And again, you can watch us on Facebook. So you can watch everybody sitting around here and having fun. So check out our Facebook page, and you can watch us live. All right. Who's next? Oh. Who hasn't gone yet? you were trying to hide.
I know I was.
You're trying to hide.
Hi, I'm Juliana Pyle.
All right. And welcome to the show. And
thank you.
How much fun was it to be part of this?
It was so much fun, being with all these girls. The whole weekend was so much fun. We made so many memories, and I wish we could go back. And it's really sad that it's our last time.
The fact that you competed with so many other teams, and you suddenly realize a top 10 finish out of over 110 teams that participated in this. How did you feel when you heard your name called?
It was an awesome feeling. It was out of 112 teams. That's crazy. Out of the whole state. And it was just, such a good feeling, accomplishment that all of our hard work, all of our hard practices that we did actually finally paid off. And eighth is really good out of 112. It was really good.
Now, is there, some of the athletic events now, talk to some of the other cheerleaders, maybe bow up a little bit and say, hey, you guys are 54th. We were eighth.
Exactly.
Get you some of that.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome feeling. It's just because last year, we were 15th, and so going up to eighth was definitely a huge step, and it was awesome just to be able to say that we were eighth out of the state, so.
And what were the things that you felt that our team did better than than the other 104 teams that you finished ahead of?
I feel like our energy was way up. Like, we had a lot of energy. Definitely the second round, like the finals, I felt the energy, and it was crazy. And, like, just the amount of excitement and, like, butterflies we got before going on.
We wanted it.
And, yeah, we wanted it. And, like, we had, like, I know Destiny gave us this huge pep talk before, which really pumped us up. And, like, we just had the energy going, and it was awesome. Like, our smiles and our sharpness, like, everything counts, and we gave it all.
All right. And as far as the future, any future plans for cheerleading?
Well, I'm planning on cheering college. If I get accepted into Baylor, I want to be a cheer leader at Baylor. And so that was pretty exciting, but I don't know. That thing's, like, set in stone. So I haven't got accepted yet, so we'll see. But yeah. And then Lois Kate wants to be a cheerleader at TCU, so that's really cool.
Oh, so yeah, you guys kind of be kind of chirping across the court of each other a little bit there?
Uh-huh. We'll see each other, hopefully.
All right. Well, thanks for being here tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And who else? Who else? Have we missed anybody?
She was hurt. She's not a senior, but she needs to
talk. All right.
Destiny was awesome.
Destiny was our
work talker.
The music and everything this year.
All right. Then go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Destiny Morgan. I'm a junior at Brenham High School, and I'm a cheerleader.
All right. And now, when you stepped up there, everybody got excited. Talk about what you did. Why was everybody so excited to see you come up here?
Finals, I couldn't compete because I hurt myself, but, like, I wanted them to feel like I was still there, so I had to make sure, like, they stayed up, make sure they were encouraged, and, like, they had it. Like, seeing them from the side, it's like, oh, my gosh, like, that's how we look when I'm up there too. Like, oh my gosh, it's really that good. But they just need someone, like, to tell them that, like, y'all got it. Like, you can do this. Just keep their hopes up and everything will be good.
All right. As far as you mentioned you were injured, but what are some of the things that the judges are looking for when you kind of sit back and you watched your teammates compete? What were some of the things that you saw that the team did really well?
Smiling, being overdramatic, energy, sharpness, being all together. If you do, like, one little motion wrong, you can tell that. But we practiced it so much that we made sure it was perfect and everything was, it was a 10.
All right. When they announced the finishes and you realized that it was a top 10 finish, that y'all finished 8th, how did that feel?
That felt really good. It was like, oh my gosh, we got top 10. Like, we got 8th place out of 112. Like, that is really, really, really good. Like, I'm ready to go back next year and try to get probably first.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Destiny, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And so have we gotten all the, we gotten everybody?
Yes.
All right. And now, come on.
This is y'all's thing.
Just like the girls. Go ahead.
And the boys. Hi, I'm Alisa Taylor, and I am the head cheer coach at Brenham High School.
All right. And Alisa, kid. Talk about this group of athletes and what they've meant to you and to the school.
Right. When they come to me from junior high, they're pretty inexperienced. They're just beginner cheerleaders, and this group, for the most of them I've had for 4 years. A couple of new ones, like Vince, is his first year with us. But we expect these kids. We take everybody. Most teams put their varsity on the mat. We take our freshmen. We take the sophomores. And it would be like moving them up to the varsity football team for the playoffs, but they watch. But in our case, they have to be as good as the varsity kids. So this group of seniors we call them the littles, and so they each have a little sis that they're responsible for, and their job is to help them, and that's what they did.
All right, and Talk about the work that goes into this, because you know, as many of the athletes were saying, that you know, early mornings, you know, just like every other athlete,
right,
in the school programs, they're up early in the morning and getting
you
things done.
You have to really love cheerleading at Brenham High School, because our workout start, we're there at 7 a.m. and that's from August until probably this next week. We might start just a little bit later, but we have no off season, because as soon as we try out, we start working toward camp, and we work out all summer long. And then we were able to go to Cheer Factory and get on the mat and work on our routine. And it's a lot of early mornings, especially for the kids who don't drive. Their parents have to bring them, and they have to get up a little earlier too. So a lot of time, a lot of practice, doing it over and over and over again.
And what's the most common reaction when, say, like a freshman or somebody new to the program, mm-hmm, discovers that if they want to get into competitive cheerleading, it's different than going to a game and getting the crowd fired up, that there's a lot more involved in competitive cheerleading than just getting the crowd fired up?
They're overwhelmed, and they really don't know what to expect until they get there, and then they see, and then they start understanding what these seniors have been talking about. It's all about teamwork. And for instance, when Destiny got injured in the prelims, they got up early the next morning and rebuilt the entire routine to put on the floor. So and we asked those freshmen to step up and those sophomores, and they did just that, to join in with the juniors and the seniors on varsity.
All right, and when you see some of these athletes that you've worked with over, mm-hmm, the years go on, and you see that they're cheerleaders at the college level, and they get to take it to the next level, mm-hmm, how does that make you feel?
Oh gosh, it's like being a proud mom. I mean, you know, I see these kids every day, and to watch them mature and grow, and not just as cheerleaders. I always tell them cheerleading's the easy part. It's being a good person and being that leader in the school and out in the community. And then to see them take that to the next level. Brenham has a really good reputation across the state. Those judges that saw them last week, when they hear Brenham, they know they're going to see something really good, because we have a tradition of excellence in our program.
All right. Well, again, congratulations, and an incredible finish at state.
Yes.
Top 10 finish out of 112, mm-hmm, teams is remarkable, and
yes,
and also gives you a chance to shoot for number one next year.
It sure does. It's a lot of work, but we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Lisa, thanks an awful lot for being here, and thanks to all the cheerleaders from Brenham High School for being here this evening.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, and back with more after this.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC like heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
drinking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light.
Everything, pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Up on Martin Luther King Day, met with the son, MLK III, who says it was a productive talk about voting rights and voter ID laws, but added that people have to consistently engage and apply public pressure. Growing the number of members of Congress boycotting the inauguration, at least 27 now, all Democrats.
Congressman John Lewis marched with Martin Luther King, says Russian interference makes Donald Trump an illegitimate president, but still offered some advice.
The future leader of this nation, the future leader of the world, we must never, ever hate.
Donald Trump responded to Lewis's comments questioning the election with a tweet saying the civil rights leader is all talk and should spend more time on fixing his district, which Mr. Trump says is in horrible shape. Andy Field, ABC News.
John Lewis's Atlanta Area 5th District residents are responding to Trump's comments with hashtag #DefendTheFifth, tweeting photos of their neighborhoods saying they're proud to live there. The last person to walk on the moon is dead, former astronaut Gene Cernan, 82, commander of Apollo 17, the last lunar mission, December 1972. Former astronaut and outgoing NASA administrator Charles Bolden.
Gene was like me. His worst fear was that he would be the last man to walk on the moon. And that would be tragic.
Cernan traced his only child's initials in the dust before climbing the ladder of the lunar module the last time. This is ABC News.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
The National Park Service celebrated its 100th anniversary last year, and now we hear that attendance hit an all-time high, expected to top 325 million visitors. The Park Service says it's working to accommodate more people without more staff. Memphis, where Martin Luther King was killed, is a little cleaner. Volunteers fanned out to neighborhoods where blight is a major problem to pick up litter and trash in a day of service. You know, Michelle Obama loved this. She's a big fan of the baseball team visiting the White House.
The president tipping his cap to the Cubs after the franchise his first World Series championship in 108 years.
There was a reason not just that people felt good about the Cubs winning. There was something about this particular Cubs team winning that people felt good about.
Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein thanking President Obama with several Cubs goodies, including W flag and jersey, and offering the longtime White Sox fan
a midnight pardon.
Also a lifetime ticket to Wrigley Field. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, the White House.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. The Southern Flyer Diner at the Brenham Airport closed down on Sunday. The 1950s-style diner that featured waitresses in poodle skirts has been in business for almost 15 years. Owner Jack Hess says the downturn in the oil business, along with the lack of weekend flyers, has hurt his business, forcing him to close. A Caldwell woman was killed and three children were hospitalized following a car accident Sunday afternoon in Brazos County. According to DPS, 53-year-old Renee Garcia was driving a pickup near the intersection of Highway 21 and Highway 47 just west of Bryan. Authorities say the truck hydroplaned on the overpass bridge, rode the railing, and fell to the highway below. Garcia was pronounced dead at the scene. Three children were taken to a hospital in Bryan where they're said to be in stable condition. The royalty for the 127th Mayfest was announced on Sunday at the Serenade Program. This year's junior king and queen are Samuel Clay Klepper and Victoria Taylor Dipple. They will reign over the court of Ticket to Ride. The senior Mayfest royalty this year are Jacob McFadden Pyle and Gracie Kate Westerfeld. They will reign over the court of Fly Me to Paradise. The Mayfest is scheduled for May 5th and 6th of this year. And the Brenham City Council will meet on Thursday to officially call a general election on May 6th to fill four council positions. The four positions that are up for election this year are Ward 1 and 3, as well as at-large positions 5 and 6. Each position will serve a four-year term. The candidate packets for the positions can be picked up at City Hall during normal operating hours. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with likely thunderstorms, a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, more thunderstorms with a low of 58. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, January 17th, Craig will be speaking with Carol Moogie of Lifetime Learning. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI and KWHI.com and on our Facebook page as we are broadcasting live on Facebook, brought to you by Classic Air Cleaners and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And as I said, we're on Facebook, but you won't be hearing anything like you heard from Coach Mike Tomlin last night live on Facebook. No. But I want to thank once again the Brenham High School cheerleaders for coming in. I tell you what, this place hasn't looked that good in a long time. The cheerleaders came in, and it was just so much fun, and wow, what energy, huh? I tell you, but we appreciate them coming in, and congratulations again. 112 teams in 5A in the state of Texas. They finished eighth overall. Congratulations to them. And now let's shift our attention to baseball. We are talking about this coming Saturday night, an annual event that's always a ton of fun, and we're talking about the Baseball Alumni Association banquet. And with us from the Baseball Alumni Association, our old friend Tommy Lang, ETL. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's absolutely a great day.
It is, isn't it? It is great to have you here, my friend, and with you. You brought a special guest, a guy that we've seen in this studio once or twice before.
He's making this a regular thing, you know.
That's it. Our old friend, former Brenham Cup baseball coach and golf coach, Earl Hathaway. And, Coach, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Ed. It's good to be here again. And, you know, this is 5 years in a row for me. I'm speaking for the third year in a row. And so it's exciting every year.
Indeed it is. And the first thing I thought of when I was mentioning the cheerleaders, talking about the cheerleaders finishing eighth out of 112 teams, and phenomenal to be top 10, but you've stood on the mountaintop. You guys have been number one out of every 4A team at the time in the state. Talk about the feeling when you realize that you've done it all, that you've won the state championship. What was that like?
Well, there's no other feeling like it. You know, like the girls were excited talking a while ago about all their accomplishments. And, you know, you don't realize how hard it is to win a state championship and to even get to the state tournament. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have done that quite often and hopefully still continue to do it. And it's just a great accomplishment. The kids love it. And the community loves it, and it's just fun.
All right, and we're going to talk more about that, but let's talk with Tommy a little bit about what is going on this Saturday night. The banquet cranks up another year. Talk, first of all, about what's going to be going on Saturday night.
Okay, well, of course, the banquet will be at the Fireman's Training Center. We're going to have everybody sitting down at 6:30. We're going to be ready to go. Of course, you're going to be there. I hope you
wouldn't miss it
to do our little show that we're going to have that night. But the whole purpose of it all is, number one, to recognize the accomplishments of all of the former teams that have actually had the opportunity to participate in the state tournament. And of course, this year we're going to honor the 1994 team, which was the last team Coach Hathaway took to the state tournament.
All right, and talk a little bit about the evening itself, as far as some of the things that'll be going on, and what's going to be happening at the Farmers Training Center.
We got some really, really good news. I was working on this all afternoon today, and I want to just say thanks to the community of Brenham. We're going to have 22 corporate tables where there have been businesses in the community that are coming out to support this banquet. Of course, we'll have the banquet. Coach Lanny Williams is going to talk a little bit about the upcoming season and the 2017 Brenham Cubs. And, of course, Coach Hathaway will be coming on to talk about the 94 team. In addition to that, we're going to have a silent auction with some really, really neat silent auction items. So it's going to be a fun-filled evening.
All right. And, of course, a delicious dinner.
Yes.
You talked about the auction items. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We'll get with some of the auction items here in just a minute. But, Coach, let's talk about that 94 team. What was it that made that team special?
Well, nothing in particular. No. they were really, going into the year, I think we were round number 10 rank or something like that, start the year, and that was just basically because of baseball tradition in Brenham. But, we had a bunch of guys that were willing to do what it took to be a good high school baseball team. They worked hard. They did whatever Coach Fletcher and I asked them to do, and they really developed throughout the year. And it was just fun to work with them. There were no superstars. There were no what you'd call five-star recruits on the team. I mean, we all did what we needed to do to win games. Looking back at some articles and stuff, we came from behind a lot of games to win. And that takes heart, and that takes determination and desire and want to. And these guys had that. And it was really fun to work with them, to play with them. And that what made them good is they never quit.
All right. And what were some of the things throughout the season that kind of defined this team? You mentioned no real superstars. But what were some of the things throughout the season that you kind of look back and say, that was kind of an important moment. That was a building block.
Well, we never really turned away playing anybody. We always played the best competition that would play us, and we played a lot of the higher level 6A schools, and we scrimmaged good people. I just remember that year going into the year, we had lost the majority of our pitching from the year before. And, obviously if you're going to advance in high school baseball or in any baseball, you've got to have pitching. And so we knew we had to develop some pitchers. We had potential. And the guys that we had really, really came on. And, I remember starting the year at Belton. They were ranked number two in the state, or number one, one or two. And we go up there and we just opened a can of whoop-ass on them, I guess you could say. And I was really pleasantly surprised with that day. Of course, going on to finish the year, Belton wins the state championship. So, you know, that was a defining game because I saw the potential that we had come out. And, you know, of course, we went through district undefeated again. And that's always a great accomplishment. And, again, nobody would play us two out of three, so we had one game playoffs throughout the playoffs. So it was good. It was great to rise and play well when we needed to. And, you know, that kind of defined this team. They were battlers.
And talk about the makeup of the team. Talk about some of the guys on the team that were a big part of the success.
Well, we were really a senior lineup team. We had a couple of juniors that started. From what I remember, Lee Fletcher was our catcher. He was a junior. Nathan Nelson was our shortstop, and he was a junior. And the majority of the rest of our starting lineup were seniors. And it wasn't the fact that we didn't have a good junior class. We did, because obviously we had another great year the next year. But it was a senior-laden team, and they worked hard together. You know, Brad Glazeman was a really good high school pitcher. He was hurt his junior year quite a bit and kind of hurt his arm a little bit to start the year, but he came. You know, we nursed him and got him well at the right time. Greg Harrison turned out to be our number two pitcher that year, and he was a very, very pleasant surprise. He learned to throw a great changeup or split finger, I think what he called it. But that was a turning point, was being able to develop those two guys on the mound. And, you don't take a lot of emphasis on it, but I was thinking about it the other day, just trying to just relive the year a little bit, and it was a very good bunting team. I mean, there's very seldom we ever had a situation where we had a squeeze or we had a bunt and run or we had a sacrifice bunt that they weren't successful the first time we tried it. I mean, you see a lot of high school kids go up there and they'll foul off one or they'll, you know, these guys never did that. And when it was called, they put it in play and did what they were supposed to do. And, you know, they didn't strike out much. And like I say, we put pressure on teams.
All right. And I'm glad you brought up the bunting, because that reminds me, I told Tommy this. We were doing a broadcast, and I said one of my favorite moments out of the 25-plus years I've been doing Brenham Cup baseball, one of my favorite moments was at Fireman's Park when a train was going by, and I believe you called about three bunts in a row because the train, four bunts in a row.
Squeezes.
Squeeze plays. Because the defense couldn't hear each other because the train was going by. That was one of the most ingenious coaching moves I've ever seen. Talk about that.
Golly, that was about, what, 90, 91? We weren't a very good hitting team. And we were playing A&M Consolidated, and it was always a big rivalry. It was us and them every year. And we were just in a situation and in a spot in the lineup. We had the bases loaded, and I just remember we had a full count on, I believe it was Chris Thomas, if I remember right, a little bitty left-handed hitter. He had a full count, and I said, you know what, we're just going to do it. And we squeezed with him. It was successful. The next pitch, I called it again. We squeezed with him. The next pitch, the next batter, we did it three pitches in a row. And finally, the fourth batter come up, and I didn't call it the first time. They did a pitch out. And then I said, what the heck, let's do it again. And so we did it the next pitch, four successful squeeze bunts in a row. It was fun. It was crazy.
And the great thing was, you know, the train's going by, and the defense couldn't hear each other because the train was going by, and it was perfect. It was perfect timing, Coach. Awesome. And getting back to this team, When you get a chance to get together with these teams, like you've been able to do the last five years when we've had the banquets, what's it like when you see these guys and you see the men that they've turned into?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I love seeing, you know, someone bring their kids around, their spouses around, and it's just, you know, knowing that they've grown up and they're good kids. They're not kids anymore. They're good families, good men, and they're doing what we all wanted them to do is be good citizens and be good parents. And it's really fun to be around them. And it's really fun to see where they were at 16, 17, 18 year old kids, to see where they are now. And, you know, like our little social we'll have on Friday night, there'll be some stuff come up, and it's just, interesting for them to talk about it and see, you know, the adjustments and changes they've made in their lives.
And you mentioned Friday night. You know, Saturday night is for the community. The community to come out and show their appreciation. Friday night, that's for the team, isn't it? That's for you guys.
Yeah, it's for the team and the alumni and their spouses, and just to get together and socialize a little bit and kind of reminisce and give me a chance to talk about something else. And, you know, because, you know, being the all the speeches I've given lately, it's kind of hard to try to figure out something to say this year that I haven't already said in previous years. So this year's speech is being very challenging. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I have had many discussions on what I need to talk about. And but we're working on it, and we'll get there.
All right. And Tommy, talking about the event itself, you mentioned there's going to be a silent auction and things like that to help raise funds. Talk about what the funds go for, the money raised, the things that the Baseball Alumni Association is able to do for the baseball program.
Well, one of the things that impresses so many people is some of the different things which we have done at Fireman's Park. One that I, in the main one is the one that was Ray Rodenbeck's idea, is take a look. When the opposing teams drive in and they see this board up there that states the district championships, the playoff appearances, the trips to the state tournament, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going into? And just done a number of things. And of course, the locker room was one of our first accomplishments many, many years ago. And we're continuously making improvements to Fireman's Park. And if there's needs that Coach Williams may have or the team may need, you know, that's what we're there for. We're there to fill in whenever we need to.
All right. And and you know, we mentioned the silent auction, and in fact, you and I are going to be part of the silent auction. TL,
yeah.
Our contribution to the silent auction is that Tommy and I are offering a chance to be commentator for a night during a Cub baseball game. And, you know, if somebody really smart out there wins, they would give it to Coach Hathaway. And
that's what they ought to do. That's what they really ought to do.
You realize, I tell you what, you get the three of us in the booth together, we might not talk much about the game, and we'll just start telling stories. And
yeah, you bring that up. I've talked to Andrea and Amber down at 401 Creative, and they said that has to be one of the most neatest items that you could think about putting in a silent auction. So we're looking forward to it, and I hope it creates a lot of interest. And
but who would really want to sit in between y'all and talk?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I guess I'm sitting here right now.
That's it.
Yes, you're in between us. You know, maybe you. So.
Oh, now what are some of the things going to be going on Saturday?
Well, something here that I didn't know about, and Coach Hathaway just showed this to me, and this is via Delbert.
We're gonna have to check the validity of that.
We're gonna have some autographed baseballs. Phil Niekro, Raleigh Fingers, Goose Gossage. Compliments of Jackie Heideman and Daryl Wiemeyer.
All right.
Great news. This is something new that I had not heard about. So great.
Yeah.
Great addition.
I wonder if that Goose Gossage ball was the one that he careened off of Ron Say's helmet in the World Series.
Probably. Probably.
But, of course, I'll excited. And if the one thing that we haven't mentioned, people want tickets. They want to go to this big event. How do they get them if they haven't gotten their tickets yet?
If you haven't gotten tickets yet, we're going to have to know something here for sure by Wednesday. So you're welcome to call me, myself, 277-4802, of course, 979. You can call Coach Williams at the high school, 451-1768. Call the athletic office. Call Vicky.
Call Vicky because she's in charge of everything over there.
Right. Vicky
she
is
runs
in charge.
The athletic office, yes.
I tell you what, my hat's off to Vicky because she is such a big help to us each and every year. And but Vicky's number's 277-3790. And, of course, my running buddy, Delbert Baker, 251-0388.
That's who everybody needs to call is Delbert.
Yeah, everybody.
Yes.
Everybody,
he
all
has
hours.
Nothing to do.
All
yes.
Hours. Yeah. It's not like
he burned down his business.
Right. Exactly.
City tried to blow up half the county, but, you know.
But, he had a pretty good job of it.
So give Delbert a call. Any hour of the night, he would love to hear from y'all. You know, if you're not, you know, you give, you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Give him a call. Get a ticket from
exactly.
him. Yeah, there you go.
Especially, we all know that. He had a tough vacation last week.
Oh, just rough on him.
Don't feel too sorry for him.
All right, and we'll get that number one more time in just a second, but do want to just change gears for just a quick second, Coach. In a couple of weeks, we'll have you and some of the golfers on, but the golf season is underway, the spring golf season.
Talk. We'll recap this week. Varsity tournament in Willis at Panorama Country Club on Thursday, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to crank us up, and we're being full mode. We have our Friends of Golf fundraiser coming up on the 29th, so get the dust off your clubs from the winter and come on out and play with us.
That's right, the Friends of Golf tournament coming up, and who do people call to get information on that and to get
call the Country Club,
mm-hmm.
and they have all the information you need out there.
All right. And again, we'll have you and some of the golfers back on the show in a couple of weeks. But talk about the team this year. How excited are you to get things going here?
We're ready to get going. We lost all of our girls but one. I have one returning varsity player, and that's Paige Fisher. And she's doing a good job. She's really working hard and looking forward to what she's going to do this year. And the rest of our team, we have five freshmen. So we're all developing there,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully by the time district comes around, we've developed enough to be competitive. On the boys' side, we've lost the majority of those guys also. We have Jacob Erline coming back, and he's our only senior. And then we have a bunch of sophomores and freshmen. So we're in a developmental mode right now.
All right, and of course, we've mentioned it before. Coach Hathaway is a rarity in that you've been to state as the head coach of two different sports.
Two sports, yeah. Made it in golf in what 2003 and 4 and 5, and had a couple of individuals make it, and of course the baseball. So it's fun. It's always good to be at the state tournament, whether you're in tiddlywinks or football or baseball. It doesn't matter. It's that you're at the best level, and that's where you want to be.
All right. And Tommy, one more time, Saturday night, again, the particulars, when, where, and how can people get their tickets?
Fireman's Training Center, 6:30 p.m., when we will start on time. We're gonna start getting people seated at 6:20, and where we're ready to go at 6:30. Of course, you can call myself 277-4802, Coach Lanny Williams 451-1768, Vicky, like as you said, 277-3790, and of course Delbert Baker 251-0388.
All right, and if anybody missed those numbers, we've got them posted on our website, kwhi.com, on our sports page, so you can go there, get the information, and call, and go ahead and get your tickets for Saturday night. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and going to have a good meal and camaraderie and help out the baseball program.
Yes, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I want to say thanks to Arthur Honneth, Banner Press, did a very nice article. Coach Hathaway and Ray Rodenbeck, Donnie Studhalter, and myself got together last week, put together an article, and had a nice, the Whitehead family and everyone here at K-Tech's KWHI have done for our Brown Baseball alumni. We are so grateful.
Now, I got one question. You talked about you guys getting together with Arthur. The four of y'all, did you really talk about the banquet, or did you play pitch?
No, believe it or not, we actually did work. I played secretary and...
The cards didn't come out?
No.
You didn't get the cards out?
Cards never came out.
Okay, then.
Of course, where we were, they wouldn't allow cards in there anyway, probably. Wouldn't you say, Coach?
I wouldn't think so.
All right. Well, again, thanks for being with us. And again, we want to remind everybody that that is coming up this Saturday night, and I'm looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun. And, Coach, we're looking forward to another another great night at the banquet. Your last chance to get up there and really tell us what you think of Tommy and Delbert. You know, it's your last chance to tell everybody what you really think of these two.
Do you really think people really want to know what I think about this?
Well, you know, people heard some pretty colorful stuff on that Facebook feed last night after the Steelers game. So you know. They might want to hear.
We won't go that far, I can assure you that.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Again, looking forward to seeing all the former players that are going to be there, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great night, Coach.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you for being here. Tommy, as always, my friend, a pleasure.
Ed, thank you very much.
And by the
thank
way, thank Mom you. Says hello.
Oh, tell Mom hello also.
All right.
Great lady.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Back to wrap it up right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. Why settle for prefabricated cabinets? Let Redfern Woodwork and Renovation in Brenham update your home with a modern or classic look to increase its value. Redfern Woodwork and Renovation is family-owned and operated at 1000 East Bluebell Road. They can coordinate any part of your remodel project with custom designs. Visit with the folks at Redfern about your next dream project. For more information, visit them online at redfernwoodwork.com or give them a call at 979-551-2544.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. I want to thank our guests tonight, the members of the Brenham High School cheerleading team. And again, congratulations on an outstanding finish at the state meet, a top 10 finish out of 112 teams. Congratulations to the Brenham High School cheerleaders. And we want to thank Tommy Lange and Coach Earl Hathaway for being with us tonight and talking about the big banquet coming up Saturday night, the Brenham Baseball Alumni Association banquet. And again, we want everybody to come on out. And if you need more information, just log on to our website, kwhi.com, for more information. And we'll get you hooked up. Thanks to our sponsors, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor, and Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, Cecil Meekins, and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. We'll see you again next week, same bad time, same bad channel, on the Brenham Sports Line on KWHI, KWHI.com, and Facebook.